Coming up on show 790, Mercedes-Benz launches their all-electric EQV minivan. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Plus, Kia considering an ultra-small electric car. In April, Tesla in China receiving a lot of orders for a certain model. I'll tell you what and why the Audi e-tron is the new king of Norway. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. In fact, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. This is what happened on Tuesday, 26th of May. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Well, thank you as always to MyEV.com for helping make the show. MyEV is the world's first marketplace all about electric vehicles, and it's totally free to use. They say in life, you don't get something for nothing, but with MyEV.com, you really do. They're simplifying the buying and selling process and helping you learn about EVs along the way. The Mercedes-Benz EQV minivan is all electric, and it's the van that we've all been waiting for, and it's just gone on sale now. Well, at least in Europe it has for €71,388,000. That includes the VAT, at least in Germany, 19%, equivalent of a sticker price in the US of about $64,000, says Electrek, and no, that is not a cheap electric minivan. The all-electric EQV MPV, to call it its full name, was first unveiled last year when we learned that it's equipped with a 100 kilowatt hour battery pack. And why not? Because a van, a minibus, whatever you want to call it, it's an 8-seater, it's got a big floor pan, that's easy for me to say, and why not pack it full of batteries? But that it's going to make it kind of expensive. But as I have posited on this podcast many times before, wouldn't it be nice to have a nice cheap people mover for big families? But these are going to be working vans. These are going to be vans that want to pay their way. And so I'm not so worried about the price of this, by the way. The company is limiting the usable capacity to 90 kilowatt hours on the Mercedes-Benz EQV. It's going to result in 250 miles of real-world range, or 405 kilometers. Not the most aerodynamic of things. Anything that's a people mover, people carrier, is a big slab to move through the air. But still, to charge the battery pack, it's going to come with 11 kilowatt onboard charger. So if you're charging on AC, it'll go at 11 kilowatts. If you're charging on DC, it is going to be fast charging at 110 kilowatts speed max, at least. At least the peak is going to be 110. And that's a nice speed, right? Mercedes claims it can charge from 10 to 80% in less than 45 minutes. The electric van available as part of their V-Class lineup in Europe. No availability has been confirmed for the North American market yet. Though, now, I have been onto the UK Mercedes-Benz Vans website, which has its own website, actually, and there's no mention of it at the moment, so there's no order page that I could find. I could be being a complete wally. So if you know a page that I can order it in the UK, maybe it's just Euro, Germany, France, countries that can pre-order this. Now, I'm so excited about an electric van that is from Mercedes-Benz. It's got the badge, got the quality, got the style. It's got that grille design that you know you're traveling. If you're heading to the airport, not that anyone's flying anywhere at the minute, but if you are doing some sort of transfer, you know, you feel good. It's not exactly the height of luxury, but you're not slumming it. Rides on 18-inch wheels, and it's a smart-looking van. Although unconfirmed for the US market, the EQV will be offered with two wheelbase lengths in Europe, the longer one stretching 135 inches, so it can seat up to 8 passengers and accommodate 36.4 cubic feet of luggage. Nifty for an all-electric, zero-emissions vehicle. And yes, we need more cars like this. We need more vans. We need more form factors to be more than just a sedan or an SUV. Well, Green Car Report says that a new feature of the Mercedes-Benz EQV offers a particularly efficient and comfortable driving style. The regen, is called D-Auto. And according to the Maxim, drive ahead to save energy. The security assistance, the nav system, the camera all work together, and they adjust the strength of the regen in real time according to your surroundings. Not the only car that does this. Isn't the Honda E a car that uses different sensors and things to change the amount of regen? Am I making that up? Something else recently I was talking about does that. Four driving programs to choose between comfort or maximum range or performance. Good on Mercedes-Benz for I would say, reasonably quietly launching this onto the market. I'm not sure whether they don't want to sell too many of them yet, but it's not going to be a cheap van. But you know what? If it's a working vehicle, if it's doing transfers to the airport, if it's doing taxiing, minibussing, if it's ferrying eight people around at once, all that matters of this is total cost of ownership. And what's it going to cost on an agreement, maybe monthly, and what's it going to earn you? That really, that's the sums. Like, so if it's total cost of ownership, then you're factoring in fuel. Normally you'd be whacking in a tank of diesel, probably for 80 quid or 100 quid for a big van like that. And if you're doing a lot of working, also you're going to be factoring in things like maintenance, which you won't in an electric car, largely, anyway. At least I'm painting in broad brushstrokes here, but there'll be no maintenance to do. So really, when you look at TCO on this, you can take out fuel, you can take out maintenance. What are you going to do? Wiper blades and some tyres? You know, that can offset the $64,000 purchase price. Let's move on, and let's go to the other end of the scale. And Kia is considering an ultra-small electric car. I'm sure Kia is actually thinking about offering many cars, but this particular one that we're talking about today is a purely electric miniature car in the style of the Citroën Amy. Although Kia hasn't revealed a timetable for the plans, they are considering a new distribution model for a electric micro car as well, says Carrie from Electrive. In an interview with Auto Express, Emilio Herrera is the COO of Kia here in Europe and confirmed the company's considerations. A mini electric car only for urban use, or excelling at urban use, I should say, offered for rent globally via subscription. The idea is to have a dedicated platform from Kia that we could possibly share with Hyundai. Didn't name a timetable for the possible market launch, though. Expecting a corresponding production model, maybe 2022. Now, Citroën introduced the Amy back at the end of February. It's a small two-seater, and it's a very strongly stylized design, available at prices starting at 6,000 euros. Yes, you heard me correct. Or you can lease it monthly for 19 euros, 99 euro cents. Yes, you heard me correctly, in France at least. 20 euros, less than 20 euros a month to get this on finance. Well, pricing models for other European markets haven't been revealed, and since Herrera spoke of a dedicated platform for the small electric car, we can probably presume that they're not going to be making the most of their partnerships with the likes of Canoe, C-A-N-O-O, providing the skateboard platform for future cars from the Hyundai group of companies. And also, don't forget, they have that high-performance partnership going on with Rimac, and I doubt there'll be too many Rimac performance specs crossing over to a small urban electric city car. I jest, of course. I'm sure all technology at some point can be transferred. Okay, let's move on. A rumour now, but it's a good one. According to Chinese media, Tesla has received last month in April 15,000 orders for the new long-range made-in-China Model 3. It's an unofficial number, of course, says Inside EVs. And it's great news, the demand for the upcoming long-range rear-wheel drive Model 3. And it's good news it's high, because Tesla wants to produce in China 4,000 Model 3s a week as of early June. And June starts Monday, so it's less than a week before that new number comes in. The last month was weaker than expected because they're still getting back to speed in China after all of the virus disruption. Model 3 registrations were 4,312. It explained that consumers were actually delaying orders of standard range Model 3 because you can get a more attractive price after the subsidy changes. Only time will tell whether sales in China will really stabilize at 4,000 a week. That's 12,000 a month. That's a lot of cars. And which ones are going to be the most popular? Said it many times before. Long range, rear wheel drive would be my weapon of choice if I could order that Model 3. Or even Model Y when it eventually goes on sale here in the UK. Don't need performance. I ain't going to the track. I don't need track mode. I don't need any fancy spoilers on the back of the car, any range. And you know what? Teslas are so quick anyway. I don't need to be getting 0 to 60 in 3 point anything. You know, 4 or 5 point something is fine. Give me range. And that's the car I would spec if it were on sale here. let's move on and talk about the French President Emmanuel Macron. And he unveiled today an 8 billion euro aid package for the auto industry. And that includes increased subsidies for electric car purchases, says the website Euractiv.com. Negotiations with the likes of Citroën, Peugeot and Renault have been ongoing for weeks now. And the 8 billion euro support package doesn't come without strings. Of course, a grand don't come for free, right? As Macron has made it clear that French car makers will have to make their cars domestically. It wasn't immediately unclear if the support plan had specific conditions in terms of actually moving production, existing production, moving it back to France. Renault will build their electric motors at a plant in Normandy, which wasn't the original plan, by the way. They're going to be made in Asia. But those plans have been changed in order to access state aid. Well, Renault will lend its weight to the Battery Alliance, which is a pan-European industrial push to boost battery production and increase supply in check with growing demand for electric vehicles. President Macron's 8 billion euro scheme is aimed at consumers as well, who will be able to benefit from new and improved subsidies in France. Schemes worth up to a billion euros. Now, for pure EVs, the current premium is 6,000 euros for private citizens. That's going up to 7,000 euros. And the plug-in hybrids as well get a new subsidy of 2,000 euros. And talking of European funding, Europe secured 60 billion euros in investments worth of investments in EVs and batteries last year. That is 19 times higher than 2018, new analysis shows by T&E. Well, driven by the European Union's new CO2 targets, industry and governments committed 3.5 times more into EV and battery production in Europe than they did in China, according to the T&E report. Germany got the biggest chunk, 40 billion worth of investment going into Germany, mainly through Volkswagen Group and Tesla, building out Giga Berlin. The Czech Republic received 6.6 billion euros worth of investment, thanks to VW, who want to sell 75 pure BEVs worldwide by 2029. And Italy secured 1.75 billion euros worth of EV investments from Fiat. Meanwhile, France, Sweden and the UK got about a billion euros each from car manufacturers. Well, Spain got about 300 million euros from Opel, and Croatia bringing up the rear 80 million from Hyundai and Kia. Right, couple more stories. Simpler battery packs made with fewer and larger battery cells weren't possible with compromised platforms like the MQB platform. However, in a skateboard design like Volkswagen's MEB platform, designed from the ground up to be a pure EV, well, they're specifically made for electric cars. Not only possible to make simpler battery packs, but it actually makes sense to do it this way. Well, in late 2016, high energy density battery cells started to be available in the pouch format from the likes of LG Chem, the LGX E63 pouches. What have I got in my Renault Zoe? Have I got the E63 pouches from LG Chem in my Zoe? Something like that. I know that the new cells they're using in the... So for the ZE50, for the Zoe, they haven't just made the battery bigger. They are using new chemistry, or at least new cells from LG, different from the ZE40 Zoes. But they're good. They're good cells, by the way. I was looking at a spec sheet recently for the cells that I have in my car. That's what I do for a good time, kids. That's how I pass my time. I print out battery spec sheets on thermal management and sit there and read them. What a loser. According to the website Push EVs, who are very good at writing about batteries, in 2020, assembling big battery packs with tiny cells like Tesla do makes less and less sense. And well, Pedro at Push EVs wouldn't be surprised if Tesla announces a battery pack on their battery day made with cobalt-free prismatic battery cells. Using thousands and thousands of tiny cylindrical form factor cells is making less and less sense, according to some people. This from an immediate increase of this will form an increase in cylindrical cells on the market, though, because if they're not all being used in cars, maybe we can use some, I don't know, in things like e-bikes. That'd be a nice silver lining, wouldn't it? Well, BYD have made a battery. Their Blade battery is a moduleless battery pack. They're using cell-to-pack technology, CTP, cell-to-pack technology, with modules completely gone from the pack. You take the cells, which are pretty big now, actually. The cells weigh like 3 or 4 kilograms. more energy in them, they're more dense, and it makes sense to just put them straight into a battery pack. They're long prismatic batteries cells. They're connected in series, and they're put into an array, which makes the battery pack no modules to build first. It makes it simple, and the simplicity of cell-to-pack technology helps to achieve a good energy density at battery pack level, and it is, some people are saying, about €80 per kilowatt hour at pack level for the next generation of the cell-to-pack technologies, which is, well, it's not as cheap as chips, but it certainly is a lot cheaper than we've been making EV batteries for the last few years. Right, final story today, and Renault in the UK, or Renault as I would call them, have confirmed that the Captur plug-in hybrid has a price now and full specs released. The all-new Captur plug-in hybrid benefits from an all-new petrol electric powertrain. A first for Renault, by the way. The most efficient, the most economical in the range, the most powerful in the range, because adding electric bits to cars just makes them so much better. Well, the Captur plug-in hybrid uses a 1.6-litre petrol engine, and it uses a 9.8-kilowatt-hour battery pack driving the electric motor, enabling an all-electric driving range of 30 miles. That's not bad. You know, 10-kilowatt-hour battery pack these days is okay. 20 is pretty normal. Best in class is 30 or 35 of the next-gen plug-in hybrids, but all right, Renault Captur will take a 10-kilowatt-hour battery pack. To help owners make the most of their new Captur plug-in hybrid, they'll get a free home charger, a 7-kilowatt wall box supplied and fitted by BP Chargemaster. And for retail customers, that'll be a free thing which they can have if they buy the plug-in hybrids. And also they get access to the app, the new My Renault app. You can schedule the heating and climate, charging times inside your mobile phone app. It's called My Renault. It's not terrible. I use one called Zeddy because it's just 1,000 times better. The Renault one has recently been redesigned, and apart from the whole cock-up of putting it live before it was ready and then putting it online on the iOS App Store alongside another app which is called My Renault App, which is not the thing that you should look for. Yes, that's been less than smooth. Anyway, you know, I'm a big fan of Renault and my Zoes, but that was less good. I'll be generous with my praise. And I do use a third-party one, so that I'm sure will work as well with Renault plug-in cars, because they're connected cars. They've got the SIM card inside. Well, to help owners also make the most of their car, they will have the option of speccing in things like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, advanced driver assist, lane departure, lane keep assist, 17-inch alloy wheels on this as well, and prices start at £30,000 or £34,95 or £30,495 before you think I was saying 34 grand. Good. Thank you, Renault, for bringing out a plug-in hybrid that I think many people will want at a price point that many people will want. They'll probably get it on finance anyway. We should be having more plug-in hybrid cars coming from those big makers that make good EVs like Renault do. All right, question of the week. What are your desired specs for an all-electric pickup truck? I'd love to know. Email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com. Leave a comment on YouTube. Well, thank you to 227 patrons of the podcast, and your generosity means that I get to make the show, you get to listen to it. If you can share the show with anyone, anytime, by the way, I don't know, online, social media, someone you know, do it offline. If you can recommend this podcast to somebody who would enjoy it, please do, and we'll spread the word about EVs, you and I, together. My premium partners of the podcast are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Brightsmith Group for clean tech talent, Porsche of the Village, Cincinnati, and Audi of Cincinnati East, and a new name to add to the list over the next couple of days, which I'm very, very excited about. It means a lot as well. Thank you very much to everyone on Patreon. Come and say hi on socials by searching EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow, and remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.